Hello, this is Joseph, and for a change I'm not in Tokyo, I'm somewhere in California, not entirely sure where. I'm driving this this rather cool Mustang down some highway that's on my way to Palm Springs. I just left Long Beach about an hour ago and had a fantastic time getting lost. The GPS on my iPhone wasn't working for some reason, and I finally realized it's because I had it on airplane mode. I was using Wi-Fi, but unless you turn airplane mode off, it doesn't actually, the GPS won't work. Anyway, so it's 27th or 28th of 27th, I think, of February 2012, and it's about 7 p.m. So I finished the Tokyo Marathon, and then over the next few hours I dashed home, packed up all the marathon stuff and sent that back to the various people who donated it, the servers and things like that. And then after that I packed my bags and I flew to Los Angeles, and last night checked in at the Western Hotel, right opposite TED. So I'm here as a part of TEDx Tokyo, and documenting TED, kind of behind the scenes, getting a feel for what TED is really like. And of course, yeah, it's amazing, actually, really amazing. The thing is, you're surrounded by incredible people. Surrounded by people who have done amazing things. Today, one of the talks by a TEDx fellow was about his desire to rid the world of anemia, death through anemia. And he's invented this this incredibly small, portable, and relatively cheap device to diagnosed for anemia, because thousands of women die due to anemia during pregnancy, etc. So it's, you know, amazing dream he has, and they've managed to build this machine, and with any luck and a lot of hard work, maybe he can help rid the world of death through anemia, which is totally preventable. Anyway, it's just one little example. Also bumped into Marco Tempest, Swiss magician, who of course performed at TEDx Tokyo, and who I had the pleasure of spending time with at Le Web in December. And lots of really, really interesting people, and very cool space. The space design at TED is really special, very TED-ish. You got the TED beanbags everywhere. And very cool lighting. I love the lighting. There's something about the lighting. And the set also looks fantastic. So, I'm kind of... It's very strange. This is my first time back in the US since I was about 17 years old. I've never been over here to the East Coast. And I'm kind of in a surreal state. Not really sure where I am. But just rolling with it, and it's a lot of fun. Being looked after very well, and everyone is so friendly, you know. People start conversations, which I'm not used to, coming from Japan, that much. And everyone is so tall. That's the other thing I notice. And the trucks are so damn big on the roads, and this car is so wide. And it feels very strange driving on the right-hand side. So a lot of attention required, although I am able to talk at the same time. I'm now on my way to Palm Springs, where simultaneous to the real TED in Long Beach is TED Active, which is for basically a lot of TEDx organizers, that kind of thing. Doesn't come with a huge... Is it $7,000 price tag that TED has itself? Just going to spend the day there tomorrow and then head back. Anyway, I'm nearly out of time, so I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for listening, and I shall be in touch again soon. Bye-bye.